SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Lumawak o nanatiling pareho ang saklaw o coverage ng kanilang mobile network. Yan ang pahayag ng mga pangunahing kumpanya ng telecommunication mula anila ng pagsara ng 3G network noong Oktubre 2024. Ngunit ilang Australia na nakatira sa mga rural na lugar ay nagsasabi na hindi magandang serbisyo o kompletong pagkawala ng network ang kanilang nararanasan na nagdudulot ng mga alalhanin sa kaligtasan sa ilang mga komunidad. Ang detalye sa tampok na ulat. Ilang libong lumang mobile phone ang tumigil sa paggana noong Oktubre 2024 matapos simula ng mga higanteng telekomunikasyon na Telstra at Optus ang pagsasara ng mga 3G network nito. Ang 3G ay inilunsad sa Australia taong 2003 bago ito nalampasan ng mas mahusay at mas mabilis na mga koneksyon. Ngayon, makalipas ng 4 na buwan pagkatapos ng pagsasara, ilang mga regional at rural na komunidad ang nagsasabi na mas masama pa ang mobile service na kanilang nararanasan. Sa isang pagsisiyasat ng Senado sa Canberra ngayong Linggo, dininig nito ang tungkol sa epekto ng pagtatapos ng 3G network sa mga malalayong komunidad. Si Charles Thomas ay siyang acting chief executive ng National Farmers Federation. Sinabi niya na patuloy na nakakarinig ang federation ng mga ulat ng mas mahinang kalidad o kaya'y walang mobile service sa mga rural community. Sa partikular, ang mga magsasaka ay naguulat ng pangkalatang kalidad ng serbisyo ay nabawasan mula nang i-shutdown ang 3G network.
The NFF continues to hear widespread reports of reduced service availability and quality in particular. Farmers are reporting that overall service quality has diminished post-shutdown. That includes more calls dropping out, cutting in and out, slow download speeds or no ability to access internet at all. The loss of fortuitous coverage or so-called bonus coverage that was available with 3G turned on but not guaranteed after the shutdown has been significant. Areas and in some cases entire properties which had mostly reliable coverage have now become black spots.
Nang magsimulang itigil ng Telstra at Optus ang lumang 3G network noong Oktubre, kasabay ito ng mga panahon ng ani at mga bushfire na nagdulot ng mga pangamba sa kaligtasan sa hanay ng mga magsasaka. Ang tagapamahala ng Rural Affairs ng Grain Growers na si Sean Cole ay nagpahayag sa pagsisiyasat ng Senado na karamihan sa mga grain producer ay naguulat ng pagbawas sa kalidad ng kanilang mobile service. Sinabi niya na 15 producer na tinanong ng organisasyon ng mga grower 2 linggo nang nakalipas ang nagsabing nakaranas sila ng pinababang serbisyo o sa ilang mga kaso, mga bagong black spot o wala talagang mobile network.
This potentially has dire implications in relation to worker, farm and safety, natural disaster response, particularly in relation to fire events. Growers feel frustrated that they pay for a service they can't access. Many have invested heavily in workarounds at great expense to no avail, and many are at the end of the technological road in terms of possible solutions.
Sinabi ng Optus executive na si Harvey Wright na sa tinatanggap ng mga reklamo ng kumpanya mula September 2024, wala pang 1% ng mga reklamo ng customer ay may kaugnayan sa 3G. Sinabi naman ng executive ng Telstra na si Justin Rowe na ang 3G network ng Telstra ay dating sumasaklaw sa 2.6 milyong kilometrong kwadrado sa buong Australia, samantalang ang 4G ngayon ay sumasaklaw sa 3 milyong kilometro kwadrado. Sinabi niya na nagkaroon ng 10% pagbuti sa bilis ng network sa buong bansa, 20% sa mga outer region at 50% sa mga liblib na bahagi ng bansa. Sa isang pahayag mula kay Ms. Rowe na binasa sa pagsisiyasat, sinabi nito na magkakaiba ang mga individual na karanasan sa panahon ng paunang rollout.
Approximately 1,700 complaints relating to the 3G exit were received by Telstra, being less than 5% of the total of complaints received during that same period. This level of contact from customers was not unexpected given the complexity of the transition and reflects issues we cannot always predict.
Si Dr. Faikal Buhafs ay isang senior lecturer sa School of Systems and Computing sa University of New South Wales. Sinabi niya na mas mataas na communication speed o bilis ng serbisyo ay may kaakibat na gastusin.
One way to fix it is by increasing the transmit power or adding some sort of amplifiers. But that all depends on a variety of technical and regulatory conditions. Does the equipment allow to go even higher in terms of transmission? Does the ACMA, the Australian Communication Media Authority, allow to go for higher transmit power? So there are a variety of requirements to certain requirements and data to take on board before being able to implement such a solution.
At sa pagsasaayos ng mga issue para sa mga apektado, sinabi ni Dr. Buhafs na ang gastos na ito ay dapat sagutin ng mga telecommunication companies.
The switch from 3G to 5G was always going to be not as smooth as we thought. Maybe in urban areas would have been acceptable, but from 3G to 5G there's a big shift from the frequency bands used for communication, and that shift has an impact on the propagation of the signal. So from 3G to 5G you move into higher frequency bands, which offers higher speeds, so higher communication speeds, so higher the data speeds, of course, but that comes at the expense of the range. The range can be a bit shorter. And that might be the reason behind the coverage issue that some customers might be experiencing in rural parts of Australia.
Sinabi ni Communications Minister Michelle Rowland na mahigpit niyang binabantayan ang mga ulat ng mahinang coverage at humiling ng lingguhang update mula sa mga telcos. Yan ang ulat ng binuo ni Peggy Giacomelus para sa SBS News na isinali ng inyong lingkod sa ating wika. Ana Limbilata para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.